My love story with my husband begins, as many Baltimore love stories would, in the early 2000s, the smoky basement bar of Brewer's Art. So, yeah, everybody knows it. I know. All right, I'm getting comfortable. Okay, so I'm there after a bad breakup, and I hear this laugh. And my husband, you guys, if you know him, he has a laugh that fills a room. He laughs like Santa Claus. There's no other way to describe it. And I was out with my now ex-boyfriend, and I heard this guy laughing. And I was like, what is so funny? This guy keeps laughing. So I wander through Brewer's Art, you know, through the catacombs, all that stuff. Find this guy leaning up against the bar. He's wearing a three-piece wool suit, incredibly out of place, first off. And I was like, huh, what's going on here? And I said, buddy, what's so funny? And he was like, what do you mean? And I said, well, I can hear you laughing above anybody else in this bar, and I'm incredibly loud myself. And so we start chatting and engaging, and it turns out that he is a 20-year-old Irish expat on a college internship working at the Marriott waterfront. I am a 23-year-old who is working at my first job in advertising in Baltimore City. So I'm like, too young, very cute, nice brogue. So we continue talking, and he leans into me and he says, hey, listen, darling. I can't do his accent. He says, hey, listen, darling. I'm on an accidental date with my colleague, this lovely gay man who thought Donald was gay because he's European. You guys have all played G or E. I know you have. And so Donald's on a date accidentally, and he says to me, could you just make out with me real quick so he knows and I don't have to be rude? And I was like, yeah, obviously. So we make out briefly, and then I was like, but I'm a lady, so I'm going to walk away. So I go back to my table, and a couple minutes later, he comes walking up behind me, and he taps me on the shoulder, and he goes, hold on a second. You're the first clever American I've met since I've been in America. And I was like, wait a second. You're not drunk, you're Irish. And he was like, no, I'm drunk and Irish. And I was like, okay. So that was the beginning of our relationship. We dated for 6 months. As I said, he was 20, I was 23. We wanted different things in life. We broke up when he had to go back and graduate from college. And so that was that. I wouldn't say it was a great breakup. We weren't really going to stay friends. It was like, okay, off you go. So he went back to Ireland, and we lost touch for 2 years. And then I wound up getting a job, and I moved to San Francisco, and they sent me to London. And through our network of mutual friends, I knew that he was living in London. So on that trip, I stopped and I checked in on him, and we had an incredible evening together. Sparks flew, everything was reignited, and it was like, okay, we're going to do this again. And so we went on about this like transatlantic kind of long distance situation for a while. And then I was like, I'm in love with you, and I really think that this could work out, and I really think that we should make a go of this. And he said, I think you're amazing, but not so much. Oh my God, right? And I was like, that's enough. I can't talk to you anymore, then we're done. And so I cut him off, and I was like, I'm not discussing any of life with you anymore. And so I was living in San Francisco, he was living in London, wound up breaking up with a guy, happened to be on Donald's birthday, I may have called him drunk, we talked for a really long time. Long story short, he bought a plane ticket, he came to San Francisco October of 2006, That is now O'Donoghue Day in our family. We celebrate it every year. The boys get taken out of school. We do something special because it's the day that our family started. Because he arrived in October of 2006. We got engaged in December of 2006. He called his parents that day and said, Mom, Dad, I'm engaged. And his parents were like, to who? That's the day I realized that Donald had never told his family about me, which is really awkward. And then they were like, is she pregnant? Which I wasn't. And then I called my mother, and she remembered the bad breakup from 2 years ago, and she said, is this for a green card? And I was like, I don't think so. So we went to City Hall, and I married him for the first time in City Hall in San Francisco. So that was it. And then we planned a wedding in Ireland, in a gorgeous location in the countryside, in a church I'd never been to, in a hotel I'd never seen, with family I had never met. He has 4 sisters and a brother. So we get on the plane, we fly over to Ireland to finally get married in 2008. We land into Shannon on the west coast of Ireland. He's from the absolute back arse of nowhere. And he says it himself, so it's not an insult. Back arse of nowhere in Galway, in Northern Clare. Janelle's been there. And we arrive in, and we're driving up the road to get to his parents' house. And he turns the lane, and I realize, holy shit, I've never met his mom. This is terrifying. And I have a wedding dress in my lap. Like, I mean, this is a whole moment of reality that has set over me. So I say to Donald, as he turns the lane to drive to his parents' house, We can see a thatched roof cottage. I can see smoke coming out of the chimney. And I can see his mother in her red sweatshirt standing in the doorway with her arms crossed like this, looking out the door waiting. So I said, you've got to pull over because I think I'm going to throw up. So he pulls over. I throw up. And I'm like, well, I'm jet lagged and I'm kind of hungover too. But anyway, so we get out of the car. I get back in the car and I start to kind of have a panic attack. And I said, Donald, oh my God, I am marrying you in 9 days and I have never met your family. We are throwing a wedding for 150 people in a church that your family's been getting married in for 300 years. He's been baptized there, communion there, confirmed there, everybody. I don't know any of these people. And I have 25 people from America that are flying over too. And so I get back in the car and I look at him and I said, I don't know what we're doing. This is terrifying. And he looked at me and he said, I'm going to be at the end of the aisle. And that's the only thing that matters. And I was like, you are right. And so I married him in January of 2007. I married him again in June of 2008. And then I married him again in Baltimore when we came back. So I married this man 3 times for 14 years and 4 boys. Best decision I ever made.